Alex Makovica for the Rural Radio Network. The 2025 Wheat Export and Marketing Workshop wrapped up, where a group of Nebraska wheat growers had the chance to come to Portland, Oregon to kind of trace the journey of their wheat. Doug Hashman joins us now. You are on the Nebraska Wheat Board from Alliance, and you were part of this trip. Talk about the trip and what stood out to you.
It was very interesting to come out and see where how it all comes together to get shipped out to foreign countries and how hard everybody works to put it all together. So enjoyed coming out, and then we also toured the wheat lab for the Wheat Technology Center, and enjoyed seeing how they test wheat and how they bake crackers and cookies and loaves of bread and how it all works out. So it was real interesting.
When you think about what that means for your operation back home, what comes to mind?
Well, when you at home, you try hard to keep the quality up, and you hope other people can realize that. And I find out after coming out here that it makes a lot of sense and is well worth the effort.
Mm-hmm. What else did you learn about the quality of wheat here in the country, the scope and size of what all happens?
Well, you ship a load at home and you're pretty proud of a load, but when it gets out here to a Panamax ship, it takes a lot of loads to fill it. So
yeah.
We went to the Columbia Grain and got to see them loading a ship, and a lot of wheels have to turn to make it all happen.
Yeah. What else is important to mention that you haven't had a chance to touch on?
No, I don't know. Everybody's taken great pride in their jobs, and I thought that was rather interesting that everybody's committed to quality wheat and quality exports and timely, and put a lot of effort into it. So people here should be real proud of everybody and doing their job.
Well said. Great note to end on. Doug Hashman is our guest. He serves on the Nebraska Wheat Board and farms near Alliance, Nebraska. Again, he was part of the 2025 Wheat Export and Marketing Workshop put on by the Wheat Marketing Center here in Portland, Oregon. I'm Alex Makovica for the Rural Radio Network, and this report is brought to you by New Horizon Genetics.